still dancing in the night, unafraid of what it do, do in a town full of heroes and individuals.
Spirit high. There I watched her. She spun around and wound in the warmth. Her body fanned the flame of the dance.
Margarita, don't you know that dance. I love you? Dance.
You're under arrest!
My children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
I've been in this town so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in downtown Davis. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm Peter Pasteur, your host, and with me today I have a co-host, Ray Keck. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Ray was on maybe, what, 6 weeks ago or so?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, so welcome back. In the background, we have the Beach Boys going. And if you don't know why, you haven't been tuning into the news, we lost a giant in the music industry at 82 years old, and that was Brian Wilson, the probably the main character in the Beach Boys in terms of producing music, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. He was the heart and soul of the band.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to play a little bit of music for background music while Ray talks a little bit about Brian, and then we're going to switch over to music from the Davis Music Fest. We're going to pick a few groups that are playing from different genres, and we'll talk about that later. So, Ray, why don't you tell us a little bit about Brian Wilson?
Well, I don't know that I came prepared to give a bio on Brian Wilson, though I can tell you that I've read a lot about him. But just over the last couple of days, seeing the number of eulogies and just all the different people that are putting out nice things about him, I read a piece on Wednesday morning by a blogger named Ty Burr, who runs Ty Burr's Watch List, and it really spoke to me. And I'd like to read a couple of excerpts from that. I like to think that he is finally at peace, that the voices in his head, the ones he heard telling him that he was worthless every day of his adult life, are stilled, that the sound of his father pounding on the bedroom door is gone, that Dr. Landy is gone, that the terror that made him think his own songs were setting fire to Los Angeles is gone. Brian Wilson gave us an untold sonic pleasure and profound sonic melancholy, and he suffered for it more than you or I will ever know. Despite the tell-all books and two-part biopics, what must it be like to be the architect of America's sunniest, most confident dream of itself while knowing the truth of the darkness inside split-level suburbia? In my room, a B-side to Be True to Your School that lasts 2 minutes and 17 seconds and is one of the most perfect pop creations of the 20th century. In my room is Brian's confession in 1963 that it was all a lie. Rhonda, the Midwest farmer daughter, the warmth of the sun, the forever of the surf, the only place to feel things, to really truly feel them, is in the seclusion and security of a room of your own. God only knows, along with good vibrations, Brian Wilson's finest hours, merely maybe the purest prayer of devotion ever put on wax, a tower of gossamer instrumentation and harmonies, weaving and interweaving like Bach's own maypole until the voices pile into the sky and Brian ascends to the heavens, leaving us below to pick up the pieces and play the record again and again. A lot of people today are echoing the title of the Pet Sounds track, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, using it as a eulogy. Brian Wilson just wasn't made for these times, and isn't it sad? Well, yes, but I wonder if it misses the point, which is that he went mad in part because he couldn't get all the sounds in his head out into a record, but also because the sounds he did get out, we didn't hear, receive, or treasure in the way that he needed and they deserved. That Brian Wilson was made for our times. We just weren't made for his.
Very good. Yes. Excuse me there. Well said. That was a beautiful little piece written about him. And on top of that, you know, he had a family, especially his father, that tried to control the Beach Boys, if you recall. And when Brian Wilson was hospitalized because of his mental disorders, his father went to A&M Records and sold all his music to A&M for, can you guess, $1 million. You know, what a bargain that was. But also it shows you that so many stories you hear about musicians, they focus on their talent and not the business side of it. And it hurts them. It hurts them immensely.
Right? It's all too common.
Yep, it's all too common. All righty. Well, we're going to switch over to the Davis. By the way, in the background, you're hearing the song... Pet Sounds.
That's right. The title track from the album.
Yes, I was going to say Surf's Up, but that was wrong. Pet Sounds. And, of course, that was written by Brian Wilson. And along with Van Dyke. Parks Van Dyke, was it?
Who Van Dyke wrote that? Parks.
Van Dyke Parks, yes. Okay. All righty. Let's finish up this whole talk with Let 'Em Run Wild. You talked about it.
I did. You know, we could do hours on the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson, and so just picking a couple of songs was really difficult. And for some reason, Let 'Em Run Wild stood out to me, and I felt vindicated today because I read a piece about some of his lesser-known songs, and it was one of the ones listed, and just called out as really a precursor to the kind of production level that we saw in Pet Sounds. Let 'Em Run Wild was from 1965, and Brian hated the song in later years because of his high falsetto on it, but I think it's a great song. This, by the way, this was the B-side to California Girls when it came out in 1965.
Okay, let's take a listen to it. Let him run wild.
Once you walk with him, tears filled my eyes. And when I heard you talk with him, I couldn't stand.
Let 'em Run Wild, Beach Boys, from their album The Beach Boys.
That was actually from Summer Days and Summer Nights. So that was released in 1965.
Okay, I'm playing one from The Beach Boys. Oh, it is Summer Days. You're right. My God, you are an expert. By the way, Ray's sitting here with a big smile on his T-shirt.
Seemed
and it's
appropriate.
Appropriate smile from the album Smile. Okay, we're switching now. Next weekend, at this very time, I will not be in the studio. I will be at Sudworks, where the beginning of the Davis Music Fest starts. So that's June 20th. And, we got a lot of acts lined up, don't we?
39 acts.
Nice.
Over 3 days, 10 stages, 8 venues.
Wow. Actually, there's 9 venues and 10 stages.
Okay. I'm just...
That's because Suitworks has 2 stages. They alternate one to the other.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no. That's what Kyle told me last week. But anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun. The weather is like too perfect. This is what, number 15. I don't think the weather's been this good. It's like going on Saturday, it'll be 85, I believe, was the high the last time I saw. Normally, we're at about 105, so it's 20 degrees lower. So many bands, so much to listen to. We're going to open up. We're going to try to play a bunch of songs in their entirety from some of the bands playing there. And who have we got up first?
We've got Boot Juice. They're playing Friday night at Sudwerk at the South Stage.
Okay, Boot Juice, wrong time. Here we go. Good Juice. You would know these guys if you were a patron of Woodstock Pizza, because half of those guys served pizza and made pizza for us for years. And today, my God, today they are just booming. They tour, they travel. I think their last tour, they hit like 30 different towns all over this side of the country, the west side of the country. And they're starting again this summer for another huge tour. Nice record contract, some great albums they've put out.
They've got a great sound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, that's Boot Juice. What is next?
Up next, we're going to hear something from the Big Poppy. It's called Wasted Tasted.
Hey, Wasted Tasted. Okay,
let's... They're also playing Sudwark Friday night.
Big Poppies. Ray, do you know what I like about the Big Poppies besides their music?
The fact that they're playing at your birthday party?
Well, not only that, but they're just decent human beings. Just a good heart, good, come from good families. It's just nice group of fellas.
Well, guy plays there a hell go. Of a guitar,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there you go. So, what's up next?
Gee, I don't know. How about Boyfriends by Career Woman?
Yeah, okay.
That sounds like a really interesting band.
Yeah, yeah. What's where's she from?
Melly Codell. She's 21. She's out of Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay.
Started writing songs when she was 14.
All righty. Boyfriends, here we go.
We went to the movies because we ran out of things to say. Then I got COVID. You cut off your split ends. I went to college, read some books, and had some nightmares. Made some good friends. Made some good friends. Oh, we got big plans. Gonna move, gonna start a band. But we got boyfriends. But we got
loves her boyfriends, apparently. I don't know how many she has, but apparently more than one.
Yeah.
Before we go on,
boyfriends plural.
I do have a little announcement to make, and that is the Yolo County Central Landfill, as part of its integrated waste management program, the Yolo County Central Landfill offers drop-off for hazardous waste on Fridays and Saturdays. And no-cost pickup by appointment for you and me, Ray. Especially for you and me, we can. They'll pick it up for you.
Thanks for telling me now. I just drove out there.
So, no-cost pickup by appointment for seniors and residents with disabilities.
Oh,
that knocks us out right away.
Okay. So far,
yeah. The landfill is located north of Davis on County Road 228H. For more and visit yolocounty.org/living/landfill. And I know you and I know I go to their Blue Barn where they resell items that are worthy to not throw away, but to use as is or to fix up. And you know, the recumbent bike I ride, I bought at the landfill.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice. So, all right, what's up?
We're going to hear some Coco Simone playing Beggin' Ya.
Okay, and where is she playing?
That's a good question.
Oh, in Davis. on July 21st, Saturday. And like I mentioned, the weather will be awesome that day.
She's playing at the Parkside Bar and Grill.
Perfect. Awesome little venue. Perfect for seeing someone like Coco. A little jazz to that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, very nice. Coco Simone.
Yeah, she's being backed up by a lab rat.
Wow.
Nice jazz group.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, now we've got a guy coming up that's going to be playing not only with his band, but also solo.
That's right. He's playing Saturday night at Armadillo.
Yep.
And then with the band, he's playing at Delta Venus.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday.
Okay. And are we playing one with his band or on his own?
We're playing, that's a good question. I'm
all
pretty sure it's
time.
With the band.
Okay. Let's take a listen. I'm really looking forward to hearing him. Mm-hmm. And he'll be on one of the main stages, but when he does a solo act, it'll be at Armadillo Music. And that is, talk about you can almost sit right next to him and listen to what he's singing. So it's awesome. All righty, here we go.
Circle and to find a way. Turning the page, I see the changes. It's like I'm close to something real.
was something happening. And ooh, all this time, gonna step out to the light. It's gonna be alright. All this time, gonna step out to the light. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Gonna travel on. On to somewhere. Heard my baby say, don't lose yourself along the way. No, I'm sure. When I leave this place, it'll be the chase to lead me straight. And all this time, gonna step out to the light. It's gonna be alright. Step out to the light. It's gonna be alright this time. It's gonna be alright this time. So strange, it's always circling to find a way. Turning the page, I see the changes. It's like I'm close to something real, something happening. And all this time, gonna step out to the light. It's gonna be alright. Step out to the light. It's gonna be alright this time. It's gonna be alright this time. It's gonna be alright this time.
What a voice that guy has, wow. Huh? Wow. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice.
Yeah.
So anyways, here we are again. We're well into the second half. Next is, how would you pronounce that? Elena. Doing her version of?
Cositas de la Vida.
Aha. Uh-huh. And where's she playing?
Give me a minute. Let me
Look
at my cheat sheet.
Okay.
A lot of dead air here.
Well, we're playing it slowly in the background.
Uh-huh. Delta of Venus.
Oh, perfect
thing. 6 o'clock on Saturday.
All righty, here we go. Song like this, a little samba in it. Mm-hmm. I see a beach, palm trees, people swaying.
This band has Ecuadorian roots.
Okay, absolutely, very, very nice. Before we go on, I have one more little thing to talk about, and that is we talk a lot about music and music shows here, but did you know, Ray, we have a sports show?
I did not.
We have two people that are Chuck and Cody who know the local music scene and NFL, baseball, all of those sports. And they have got a show, a one-hour show, and it's fascinating to hear their insights. It's called Eye on Sports with Chuck and Cody. It's a lighthearted sports talk show that often features local athletes. Tune in Thursday, 6 to 7 on KDRT. Or if you want to listen to a replay, visit kdrt.org. There you go. Listen to the Blue Devils. You can hear all about the Blue Devils. I guess they'll be practicing again for their upcoming season shortly, huh?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I would think so, too. All righty, we've got a local group coming up.
The Gold Souls.
The Gold Souls. My goodness, they've been around a while. And there's another. If you have a chance to see this group in person, do it. Because it is truly a breathtaking act. Here we go.
When my world starts feeling strange.
a perfect act for a lively crowd.
Mm-hmm. That's going to get people up and moving.
Yeah, exactly. That was the Gold Souls.
There you go.
Alrighty. We're moving on up to Wasting My Time. Is that the one you wanted to play next?
Yeah, let's hear that one.
Alrighty, let's go for it, and then we'll tell you a little bit about it off the other end.
Only time will go.
Only time will tell.
Say you know me well.
Say you know me well.
I know this shit get real.
Get real.
Why are you wasting all my time? Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Say you know me well.
Say you know me well.
I know this shit get real.
Get real.
But why you wasting all my time?
I'm heavy on a D&D. It's hard to trust. I know what people really want from me. It's only yes, everything that I wanna see. And it was rough, ran away and you took my piece. How you throw it all away when we got history? It's faded mystery. And I had visions of the things we was meant to be. It got me holding all the pain you held on to me. It's kinda hard to face reality. I always thought it would be you and I. Thought it was do or die. Know how you felt inside. You left me out to dry. I see all through your lies. You ain't good with your disguise. Girl, it's no surprise, no surprise. Turned away and left me in the dust. I left you with my soul, it was not enough. I gotta walk away, you threw away my trust. If you ask me what I love, I left it where it was. Yeah, yeah.
Only time will go.
Only time will tell.
Say you know me well.
Say you know me well.
I know this shit get real.
But
why you wasting all my time? Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Say you know me well.
Say you know me well.
I know this shit get real. But why you wasting all my time? I've been looking for another reminder. Where from fine dining and dime whining and running. Why you always running from something? Do you ever look both ways when you cross the line? I thought we really could have been something. It don't mean nothing when you say that you love me, no. I'm taking back everything I own. Oh, I see ya. Locking on your target. Insert yourself like a deposit. You told me you don't love nobody. Nobody else out there beside me. I see it written on your face that you won't rearrange your ways. Only time will tell if you find your place. But don't you ever rain on me. Don't rain on me. Only time will go.
Only time will tell.
Say you know me well.
Say you know me well.
I know this shit get real. Wasting all my time. Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Say you know me well.
Say you know me well.
Know this shit get real. But why you wasting all my time?
Okay. Wasting my time. Kari Smith, backed by the one of the members of the Lab Rats,
if
I recall. So, great little sound. Whoa. Hold on there. What do we got next, sir? We're going to go very local, aren't we?
That's right. We're going to go very local with Hattie Craven doing Heartache in Disguise.
Oh. She is such a her brother is an he's a stage guy. He does like Broadway shows and that around the country. And have you seen her father perform?
I have.
Yeah, unbelievable. So that family is just oozing with stage talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, Heartache.
What you're seeing isn't real. It's the
Met us, did they ever meet a heartache in disguise? You've got a very important announcement to make, actually a request to make, right?
Is it a request?
Well, no, not a request, an option for someone to help out the Davis High School.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out that tonight is Davis Grad Night, and Davis Grad Night is a clean and sober event that is put on every year since, I understand, the 1980s when the town had to do something about kids that were going out and getting loaded and getting hurt after graduation. So tonight is Davis Grad Night, and they are hurting for volunteers tonight. If you're 22 or older and you can help out, anytime between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All night.
Please visit davisgradnight.org and give them a hand.
Okay, nicely said. All righty. We've been talking and playing bands from Davis Music Fest. If you want more information, if you want information on how to get tickets, if you want information when and where the acts are playing, if you want information about the band itself, and a playlist of each one of the band performing, go to davismusic.com. And this one is number 15, I think. You'll find it right there. Everything will be there for you. KDRT will be broadcasting live Friday the 20th from Suitworks and the 21st from Armadillo Music. If you happen to be in the area, swing by and say hello. Ray will be there for a little bit of the time. I'll be there for a little bit of the time. Say hello and enjoy yourselves. The weather is going to be perfect. Thank you for joining us, Ray.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
I really enjoy having you on the show with me here. And we have, well, we really don't have time anymore to play a song because we've got like 30 seconds. And I'm not going to shortchange our audience by listening to, you know, a snippet of a song. So, Ray, good luck. Oh, and tomorrow is a very important day also. No King Day.
No Kings.
I wouldn't say protests. There's demonstrations. What would you call that? Just people are collecting in different cities across the towns. Hey, if you can, look it up and see what's happening in your town.
Right. Woodland, all right. Sacramento,
Woodland,
lots of things.
Sac-